name is Caitlin and I listen to Holybrook Radio.
Holybrook Radio!
Hello, I'm Miriam.
Hello, I'm Louise. On the 18th of January, Celtic Connections came to Holybrook Academy to visit us once. They brought fiddles, bones and instruments that sounds like this.
That's right, it's a whistle. To start with, they played us a Celtic song.
This is Patrick Boyce, and the way Celtic it's spelled, it's like Celtic, but it's not.
Loving reporter Caitlin interviewed the musicians from Celtic Connections. She started off asking them if they enjoyed being musicians.
Yes, yep, that's good fun because you get to meet lots of nice people and you get to play lots of cool music with people as well.
How long have you played the instrument?
I started when I was 12, so I've been playing for 12 years.
Aww. What is your favourite song?
It's a difficult question. I don't actually have a favourite song or tune because there's so many good songs and tunes to choose from, and it just depends on the mood. You might feel like singing a sad song or playing a really happy tune.
Okay. What's your favourite song?
My favourite song? Gangnam Style.
And any of yous like rock and roll at all, like Calvin Harris or...
Yeah, I like all sorts of music.
Why did you choose violin?
So why did I choose to learn it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm from a small island far up north, and lots of people play the fiddle. So I saw this lady playing it at a concert, and I was like, I want to do that. So that's why I decided to play it.
You're so talented.
Oh, man.
Do you play any other instruments?
I don't know. I did play the whistle for a while, but then I wasn't very good at practicing.
Oh, right.
So I just play the fiddle. I think these guys do, though.
Yeah.
What instruments do you play?
Well, I play, as well as the whistle, I play flute.
Oh, right.
And I also play piano.
Those instruments sound really beautiful, but my favourite instrument is the drum.
Right, I will play you a bit of my instrument first and I'll tell you about it. Thank you.
Who can tell me what my instrument's called? You can shout out. What do you think this is called? Yeah. It's a drum. Very good. Does anyone know the name of this particular drum? No. So this is an Irish drum, and it's called a boron. And it's spelt in a quite a peculiar way. It's spelt B-O-D-H-R-A-N. So, yeah, you won't get it on many mugs. So, yeah. So who can tell me what the sides of my drum are made out of? This bit here.
Wood.
Very good. Yeah. But can anyone tell me what the front's made out of? What's this big white bit made out of? No, it's not card. No, it's not plastic. We all have it. You've got loads of it on your arms. Skin. Very good. Yeah, so this is skin. And does anyone know what type of skin this is? It's not cow. It's not... I think if it was human skin, I wouldn't be sitting in it. Like, so this... It sounds... It's a bit like a sheep. So what do you reckon it is? It's not a sheep. So this is a goat skin. Yeah. But you get lots of different types of skins. Huh? I didn't personally kill this one. But no, so you get lots of different types of skins and drums. You get greyhound skin ones and stuff like that. You get kangaroo skin ones. But they're always hopping away and stuff like that. Yeah, so that's goat skin. You can do all sorts of stuff with it. And the reason they use goat skin is because it's very strong and it takes in moisture and things like that. So, yeah. So that's most of it. You play the baron with lots of different types of sticks. So as you heard there, this is a very hard sound. So... But you can play with bigger sticks as well. So these... has anyone ever had a barbecue, obviously? Yeah, so these are the exact same thing. These are kebab sticks. So if you listen really carefully, you can hear them on their own. So that's lots of different types of sticks. So instead of that hard sound, you get more of a charry sound. And then when you play that on the drum, it makes it sound like a drum kit-ish. But you don't always play the baron loudly, so you can play with these. I'll show you another one. So these are brushes. So these are for softer stuff. So these would be for songs and things like that. So you get... Yeah, so your right hand hits it. Can anyone tell me what my left hand does? It holds it, yeah. And it also changes the sound. So, like, if you've seen a guitar does chords. My left hand does effectively my sound. So if it's at the top, it's high. So, and as I move my hand down, it changes the sound. So it goes... So, yeah, so that's the bound. Oh, and you have these around the outside, which make a really offensive noise. So, yeah, you can all try that in a bit as well.
Well, that is the way offensive noise.
The Finnish musicians played us a song by Robert Burns. It is a song that is sung all over the world on Hogmanay.
Can you guess what it is? That's right, it's Auld Lang Syne.
Say thanks very much. It was a great pleasure meeting you all, and we all just want to say thanks very much. This was great.
Thanks for listening. This was all Brook production by Patrick Boyce,
Louise Curling,
William Dar,
Michael Gallagher,
Stephanie Water,
Michael Gillily,
Benjamin Amor,
Jonathan Carson.
Peace out.
Party, baby!